This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So tell me about the outsourcing cheat sheet.
The outsourcing cheat sheet. Well, you know that I outsource my love life too, right?
And I had that on my question to ask, and I wasn't sure if I was going to, but yes, I'd love to hear more about that as well.
Yeah, so I like to live life in a really innovative way. I don't think we need to live inside what is quote unquote normal. So I like to kind of explore and have adventure in how I do different things. So the outsourcing cheat sheet, I've been outsourcing way before Tim Ferriss popularized outsourcing. However, I did love his book and read it multiple times, and it definitely helped me improve my game. But yeah, my first outsourcing contractor was via Elance, Sanjay. I still appreciate you. Worked with me for years. And it's great. And I just realized how important it was in order to get things done to have a great team behind you. And it didn't. And when I think of the term outsourcing or delegating, I think of delegating not only to the team, but also to productivity tools and resources. Like I've used a scheduling tool called Calendly. I think if I remember correctly, you use Meetso or something like that, right?
That's
or
correct.
Meet Me.
Yes.
Meet Me. Yeah. And so it's like, there's just throughout the day, I like to ask myself, like, what is it that I can delegate to either a tool or a person in order for the whole organization to be the most efficient it could possibly be? And of course, I'm not perfect at it, but that's what inspired the outsourcing cheat sheet, was that it seemed like a lot of people didn't know how to communicate with outsourced contractors, and they had a lot of trust issues when it came to outsourcing, or didn't really know what the term meant to them. And so I just wanted to create like a really easy, actionable way for people. One, like the cheat sheet had so many great like how-to guides, and then it had like a list of contractors to choose from. So I really did the work for you in finding great people.
That's cool.
And then outsourcing my love life. So ode to Tim Ferriss again, I suppose. But Tim Ferriss had this video about how he outsourced his love life. And I'm like, well, that's a pretty cool idea. If he could do it, so can I. But instead of doing it exactly as he did it, what I did is I had an assistant, Bobby Ann, who's amazing. Hi, Bobby Ann. She's so dope. She was working with me out in New York, and she was helping me run my company at the time called Save Business Time, which is now a blog on productivity tools.
Okay.
And so she started to log in to my Match profile, my OkCupid profile, like all my different online profiles. I never believe in lying or fibbing. So she would say that, you know, she would find different people and say, hey, I think you'd be a good fit for my boss. And then she just set us up on dates, and we would blog about it anonymously on, I think it's called outsourceyourlovelife.com.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.